Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that when calculating the rate to redeem Revai, which is the produce grown in the fourth year that's brought through Yerushalayim, and he would redeem it onto money, he can calculate the expenses in the processing, guarding the fruit while it was growing and picking it, harvesting it. He can calculate those expenses and detract it from the price that he's going to redeem it on money and end up using less money to redeem the Revai. Mishnah Hay lists some exceptions to that. Uba Shvius, during the Shemitah year, so during the Shemitah year, everything's hefker. He's not allowed to work the fields, so he doesn't actually have expenses. So during the Shemitah year, Paita B'Shaviv, he redeems the fruit, of the Revai fruit that grew on the Shemitah year for their full value because there were no expenses. And even the picking, he only picks for himself, but not to sell. He doesn't mass produce anything. So he picks it by himself. He doesn't hire any workers. There's no expenses, so he redeems it for its full value. V'mhaya kol mufker, and in a situation where the fruit was, the whole tree was hefker, even if it's not during the Shemitah year, it was ownerless, and he came and picked fruit for himself from a hefker tree. So in this case, he wasn't involved in the growing of the fruit at all. He didn't guard it. He didn't have to pay for any of that. Just the picking, the harvesting was the only thing that he had to do. So then, ein lo ela shkar lakita, the only thing he could detract is the amount that he paid for someone to hire someone to pick the fruit. But otherwise, he didn't have any other expenses in the work. The Mishnah ends off the discussion of Revai. Hapayda netar Revai, shalai, someone who redeems his own netar Revai, maisafalav chamishisei, he has to add 1/5. This was a machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. The Mishnah over here is coming, paskening like Beis Hillel, that he has to add 1/5 when he redeems his own netar Revai, just like by Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah says, bein shu shalai, whether it's his, or bein shu nitan lei b'matana, or whether it was given to him as a gift. The Rav says this is controversial, giving Revai as a gift. If it's not owned by the person, rather by Hashem, then it wouldn't be able to be given as a gift. And so he understands this Mishnah is talking about it was given as a gift before it had any significant growth. The fruit was in a very immature state before it even budded the small little balls of the fruit starting to grow. Before that stage, they were given over as a gift. But any later, it would already be niskadish with the Kedushas Revai that he would not be able to give it as a gift. Mishnah Vav. Then rest of the Mishnahs till the end of the parak, the end of the Masechta, discuss Bir Meiser and Vidui Meiser. And at the on the fourth and seventh year of the Meiser cycle, a person that was obligated in Bir Meiser to remove out, clear out all the Meiser that he had stockpiled from the last 3 years, from years 1, 2, 3, and then from years 4, 5, 6, were removed in two different times, in the fourth year and the seventh year. Bir Meiser was removing the Meiser, and Vidui Meiser, he had to make a declaration that he removed all the Meiser. And the rest of the Mishnah discussed these two things. So Mishnah Vav. Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach Shal Revius Vishal Shvius, on the Erev Pesach, the day before the first day Yontav of Pesach, on the fourth year and on the seventh year, Hayabir. They would do the bir, the removing of all the Meiser, not just Meiser, but all of the different portions that they would separate. Truma, Meiser, the Mishnah is going to go through them all. They would be removed at this time. The Rav brings Psukim, how we know it was specifically on Erev Pesach. Ketzad Hayabir, how did they do this bir? So it depends what they were doing. Neisen Truma Utrumas Meiser Lebailam. The Truma and the Trumas Meiser had to be given to their owners, which is the Kayin. So the Yisrael who separated the Truma first, and he had it sitting around in his house, he had to remove it at this time, give it to the Kayin. Trumas Meiser was removed by the Levi, 1/10 of the Meiser Rishon portion that was given to the Levi. He has to, at this point in time, make sure he gave it all to the Kayin. Umeiser Rishon Lebailav. The Meiser Rishon has to be given to the proper owner, which is the Levi. Umeiser Ani Labailov, the Meiser Ani that was separated on the, obligated on the third and sixth year, he then had to make sure that he gave it all to the poor people. However, Meiser Sheni, Rabbi Kurim Misbar Mikol Makim. But Maaseh Sheni and Bikurim, these things that were eaten by the owners, the owner ate the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim and he brought the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. These things, if they were not removed by the time the fourth to seventh year came, then Misbar Mikol Makim, they removed from every place, meaning that they had to be destroyed. He could not keep them, he couldn't give them to anyone else, he had to destroy them. Reb Shimon says, Habikurim Natanam Lekehanim Kitruma. Reb Shimon argues about Bikurim, he says it's different. That, at this time, at the time of beer, it was given to the Kayin, just like Truma. And this is because Bikurim is referred to in the Torah as a Truma, that's one of the titles that is given. And so Reb Shimon understands that at the time of beer, it doesn't have to be destroyed, rather it can be given, it should be given to the Kehanim, just like the Truma. The Mishnah then ends off with a food that has a mixture cooked in it, a mixture of Maaseh Sheni that usually was destroyed at the time of the beer, and regular chulin food, and it's mixed to the point where you can't detect the pieces of the Maaseh Sheni food in it. Hatavshil, a cooked food that has Maaseh Sheni mixed into it, Bishama Emrim Tzarech Levar. Bishama holds that he has to remove it, which means for Maaseh Sheni, he's got to destroy it when it comes the time of the beer. Bishil says, Harehu Kimavur. It's as if it's already removed, since you cannot see any pieces of the Maaseh Sheni in this mixture. It's mixed into the point that it's not noticeable. So he looks at it as if it was already removed, and you do not have to destroy the food on Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year. You can keep it beyond that deadline and bring it up to Yerushalayim, and like Maaseh Sheni needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim, you can bring it up at a later point and eat it, but it does not have to be destroyed at this deadline.